Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, and I'm Gary Demas, president of Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers. Really glad to have you all tuning in on this November 25th. And we're getting, we've gotten through Thanksgiving, and that Christmas is coming up. So it's a busy time of year. I know it's busy around my household, and I'm sure many of you are busy with all the holiday activities, and it's a fun time of year. So again, we appreciate you tuning in. Last week, if you had a chance to listen to us, I was speaking with Chad Hamilton, who is a Washington Township fire inspector. That was a very interesting show. So if you happen to miss that, you can always go to davefoxradio.com, and there you can listen to any of our previously broadcast shows. Today, we're going to be talking with Bob Fulford. Bob, good to have you on this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Glad to be here.
And Bob, you're in cabinet hardware and other stuff, so we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But if any of our listeners have questions or comments about the show, you can always email us by emailing to info@davefox.com. We always love to hear from you. And now that that's all out of the way, we'll get right into the show. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
I worked for a manufacturing company for a number of years in sales and marketing, and we produced decorative bath products and utility plumbing products, but basically focusing on the mass market channel of distribution, home centers, and those kinds of things. And after a number of years, I was presented with an opportunity to start my own sales agency, selling the same kinds of products and calling on those types of accounts, which I did. But while I was at this manufacturing company, we always paid attention to what the large high-end plumbing manufacturers were doing, the Kohlers of the world, because they kind of led the industry. And after I left and started my own agency, I continued to watch those types of companies because they can tell you where the future is, even in the retail-oriented products. And about 15 years ago, it stuck with me. And about 15 years ago, I decided that that's really where I wanted to be. And so I transitioned my agency totally to luxury plumbing products, decorative hardware, and architectural hardware products.
Wow. So that sounds kind of fascinating. And you mentioned Kohler, how, you know, they're kind of the leading edge in design,
they
and they're so proactive. And I think they came up with probably about the best TV commercial I've ever saw. And it's where the woman takes a faucet. You know, you probably remember this commercial. She puts it in front of an architect. She says, "Build my house around this."
Right.
That was just an amazing commercial.
They have done a remarkable job of building an image far better than anybody's done, and they really are the leader in the industry and the company, that the one brand name that everybody knows.
Sure. Yeah, they've done a great job of branding, and they make a great product. And very diversified, too. I mean, it's incredible the amount of products that they make. So you now you're representing different manufacturers, right?
That's correct.
And how does that work? How are you selling those products?
My customer type is the plumbing wholesale showroom, the architectural hardware showroom, kitchen and bath showrooms, and design build firms that have showrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really designed to get to the people who deal with the high-end clients, homeowners, and also the interior design and architecture community. I want to call on the people that work with those people, and that's because that's how these products are primarily spec'd and how they get to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the products we're talking about, where you're into the luxury end and the higher end of the decorative hardware, is where so many of our clients are headed, because I think more than ever, people realize what an impact decorative hardware has in any project. And I remember one of our designers saying that your hardware, kitchen cabinet hardware, is the jewelry of the kitchen.
Right. One of our favorite sayings.
Okay, yeah. So that must be where she got it from, huh?
sayings, of course.
Yeah, but that just says a lot. And as I look at some of the projects that we do and our designers put together, and it's amazing the impact that just the cabinet hardware, the door pulls, the drawer pulls can have, and the visual impact.
And interestingly, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've really seen the cabinet styles and the colors change fairly dramatically, whereas 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the majority of kitchens sold across the country were wood tones. And now it's gone mostly painted. So lots of whites, off-whites, a variety of gray finishes, and we're even beginning to see blues come in there. But the overriding design change is more than that, is in the style. It used to be that kitchen cabinets were very ornate, lots of moldings and lots of ornate doors. And we now see these much cleaner lines that the younger client likes to see. And it kind of lends itself to a cleaner piece of hardware, but it also makes the hardware more important because that does become the jewelry or the decorative part of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's very true. A lot of our listeners know I'm working on a couple of my bathrooms in my home. And, of course, I've remodeled every house I've ever lived in. That's what I do, and I love doing it, even though I get really tired about 7 or 8 o'clock at night after working and going home. And so I'm in the middle of my kids' bath, which is my grandchildren's bath, actually, because I have 6 grandchildren and my daughter who live with my wife and I. And so their bathroom basically was the house that we're in. It was built in 91. So it's the age where everything needs remodeled.
Right.
So I've done a lot of work in the house, and now I've got the kids' bath I'm doing, and we're doing the vanity cabinets in our master bath. So having seen the impact that the cabinet hardware has in the projects that our designers have put together, I've got our designers helping me, obviously, and my wife and I have learned just to kind of trust whatever they say, just do it because it's going to look good. So I have them pick out the door, the color, and then I just went to Courtney and said, Courtney, can you pick out hardware for me? So for our master bath, she picked out these really long, we're going with chrome as the finish, kind of a classic look, white cabinets.
Absolutely.
And so for the doors, she picked out these poles that are like 10 inches long. She said, that'll really make a dramatic impact. I thought, wow, I would have never, ever thought of that, but that is going to really look cool. So she's got all that ordered, and I'm excited to see it.
Well, yes, and you said something that's exactly where the trends have gone. Over the last few years, we've seen an enormous change away from 3- and 4-inch poles to longer poles, particularly when they're designed to match the size of the door or even a drawer if it's in a kitchen. And the designers want to use a 10 or a 12-inch pole, essentially the same mass and same projection as a smaller pole would be on a drawer or a small door, but they want that longer range. And we've seen 3 and even 4 different lengths in the same kitchen or in the same bathroom where they're matching that, where they're trying to match that pole. And it does have a much more dramatic Yeah. impact, and the designs these days are so good that they just add to the overall look.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Bob, you represent several different brands. You want to tell us about those briefly?
Yes.
And we'll get into more of that in the second segment here.
Okay. I represent a collection of brands all run by the same company, and this came about essentially through acquisition, and there are 5 different brand names, and they all approach the market somewhat differently, from more modestly priced products to all the way up to a pretty much a luxury product. It starts out with Elements, which is a modestly priced product, small collections. They tend to be very traditional in look. And then we go to a brand called Jeffrey Alexander, which is a little broader in offering, but still pretty traditional. But more finishes and more lengths, more sizes, and then Top Knobs, which is the primary one, Atlas, which is a more decorative one, and the newest one is Devere, which is a very edgy product line.
Okay, that's very interesting, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, they all have a different segment in the market.
Correct.
And it's interesting to see how that plays out. So we're going to take a break here, Bob, and after we get back, we're going to talk more in detail about those segments and what's happening in the hardware market. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Really glad to have you tuning in this morning. And this morning, I have Bob Fulford with me. Bob, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And we're talking about decorative hardware, and that's really kind of an exciting subject because it's ornamenting the cabinets. And a lot of times, most of the time, people put a large investment in the cabinetry because that's such a huge part of a kitchen or a bathroom. in the very expensive part of it as well. So, and as you mentioned, Bob, the doors have become more clean lined and more sleek,
right,
which really provides more of an accent for the hardware on there. And you guys are taking advantage of that. You're coming up with some fantastic designs in hardware. And so right before the break, Bob, we were talking about the five different lines that you represent. So let's get in a little more detail about those lines, their names, and the market that they cover.
Okay, the five brands are Elements, Jeffrey Alexander, Top Knobs, Atlas Homewares, and DeVere, which is the newest addition to our grouping. And the and Elements is, as I mentioned before the break, is a basic look, not very broad in range, but a very traditional product. Also good for projects, for multifamily type projects. And then Jeffrey Alexander is kind of a step up from that, a little more ornate, broader lines. They try very hard to have proprietary designs that are not available anywhere else in the marketplace. And then Top Knobs is really the broadest offering in the line. We have about 4,500 pieces of hardware in the Top Knobs group.
Wow.
30-some collections. Each collection has from 120 to 180 pieces per collection. Top Knobs manufactures in, I think, 42 different finishes right now.
Hmm.
And they consider themselves the primary supplier to the design industry, to the showroom trade, really. They don't sell through retail outlets. It's strictly mm-hmm. Showrooms. And then above that is Atlas Homewares. And Atlas was originally a Los Angeles-based company. And the lady that founded it was on HGTV as a presenter and also acted as a consultant to some celebrity designers. So she was very fashion forward in her thinking mm-hmm. and discerned emerging trends in architecture and clothing, all kinds of design elements, and brought out hardware to match that. So it's a little more expensive, not a lot, but a little more expensive. But she was out with the gold tones before anybody else was. And then finally, DeVere, which was a Montreal, Canada-based company, very small line, very edgy, maybe 10 small collections, each collection designed by a well-known industrial designer. So very edgy stuff, but lots of fun and can really dress up cabinets.
Well, yeah. So, and you mentioned Top Knobs being so broad and having so much to choose from. That's why when I look at just even the hardware samples in our showroom, which I'm sure there's a lot of them there,
there's
a lot beyond that as well. And that's why I went to my designer and said, listen, can you help me here? Because I get lost in this sea of hardware and I don't really know that what I'm looking for. But when she picks the right piece of hardware and puts it on the door, it's like, oh, that looks so great.
The value of a good designer.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with 4,500 pieces, the homeowner in particular can become really overwhelmed when they start looking at all the options. And unless they're really attuned to it, they probably haven't focused on what finish or what style they really want to complement their cabinets. Mm-hmm. So that's the value of having a good quality designer
sure.
working with you.
Yeah, because you've got, as you mentioned, there's the style to pick and the finish as well, and then the size. You know, what
right.
size are you going to put on that door? Because
right.
that piece of hardware might be available in five different lengths. So what are some of the new trends in hardware? Any new reoccurring themes or...
Sure. There's a couple. One we talked on earlier was the utilization of different lengths to match the size of the mm-hmm. doors. Also in kitchen design, we see a trend towards large drawers for storing pots and pans and things like that. And you used to see that there would be 2 4-inch pulls on either end of a large drawer. And now you don't see that anymore. Now you see a large pull, 12-inch, maybe 18-inch, probably a larger mass than a standard cabinet pull, but the same style, the same design, same finish. So we see a lot of that mm-hmm. happening. And then, of course, there's been this dramatic change in finishes just over really the last 2 years. In 2017, our sales of matte black cabinet hardware increased 70% in 1 year. Mm. We've now added 200 new styles. It's primarily a transitional look. Mm-hmm. And then gold tones have just exploded too. And it's more of a matte or a brush look as opposed to a polish. But mm-hmm. But we offer a honey bronze and a warm brass finish in the Atlas line that are just sensational. They look so good on a white cabinet or off-white cabinet, or we're seeing the medium to dark blues come out, and they look so rich on those. And that's where we see a lot of the new things. Polished nickel is a finish that's been gaining a lot of traction over the last few years, maybe more in bath than in kitchens. But it's a chrome-like finish, but it has tones of tan or light brown in it, and it's a softer, rich, traditional finish. Looks much better on traditional looking hardware, but it's also gaining a lot of, and you mentioned chrome for your bathroom, which is what I put in my bathroom last mm-hmm. year. And 6 or 8 years ago, chrome wasn't even on our radar screen of 42 finishes. It's our number two finish now.
And that sounds
because it matches the colors of the cabinets that are so popular.
Yeah. And you mentioned gold, Bob. When I first heard, in case any of our listeners have not seen the new gold finishes, you know, you're probably thinking exactly what I did when I first heard that gold's coming back. I thought, what? I said, my house was built in 91. It's full of that old polished brass and gold stuff, right. And I am sick of that.
Right.
But the new finish, as you mentioned, it's brushed. It's such a rich-looking gold, and it's not the gold that we imagine, you know, 30, 35 years ago. It's a whole new revamped gold finish.
It's not the in-your-face kind of look that right. the polished brass could be. Yeah, and if I may, on a kind of a side note, when our parent company first bought Atlas, Adrian Moria, who founded the company, made this presentation to the group, and this is about 3.5 years ago, and there weren't gold tones in the marketplace yet. So she's standing on the stage telling us that gold tones are coming back, and we're all thinking, I've been in this business for 15 years. Mm-hmm. We watched polished brass die a horrible death. We're all glad, and you couldn't possibly be right, but of yeah. course she was right. Hmm. She was just way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, that's interesting. And that's the way design stuff goes. You have people thinking outside the box and coming out with these wild ideas that end up really taking off and being a part of our design bread and butter in
right.
the future. So as we're talking about these hardware and the different products that you're representing in the different markets they meet, you know, it's nice for our listeners to know that whatever theme they're interested in, whatever project they're working on, whether it's a bath or a kitchen, there's now such a broad selection of hardware that will really come in to complement whatever they're trying to do. There's just so
no
much
doubt.
Available.
No doubt. Yeah, there's just so much available on the market now.
Yeah. So do you have fun doing this? You sound like you do.
Yeah.
You
oh,
this?
No, no, uh-huh. I really enjoy the uh-huh. industry. The people with whom I deal are smart, and they're all design-oriented, a lot of them, and I'm not, so I like dealing with them because they are, and I like seeing the new products that are out there. And we both mentioned Kohler a little while ago, but this decorative high-end industry is populated with a lot of small to medium manufacturers, both from this country and also Europe, and some from Asia too, that are ahead of the game, and they do things that a Kohler's not going to do because they appeal to a smaller, very high-end market, and it's fun to watch those things emerge in the marketplace.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. So I actually want to hear more about that, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to hear about some of these emerging markets. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas. Really glad to have you listening in this morning, and I'm with Bob Fulford this morning. Bob, great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Bob, right before the break, you were talking about some of the, well, we were talking Kohler and how established it is and how it's a leader in the industry, and they're always coming out with new products and well-designed. And then you're talking about some of these smaller kind of emerging markets and design-oriented companies. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Fortunately for me, because this is my business, there are enough people out there who in their homes want products that are unique or that speak to their particular style, and interior designers and architects who are looking for those kinds of products, and they're from a design standpoint or from a quality standpoint, or just being so unique that you don't see them anywhere else, they're not broad enough in appeal that a Kohler or a large company like that, a Moen or a Delta, can possibly get into it. But there's always that neighbor who wants to say, I've got something on my front door that nobody else has, or I've got a faucet that nobody else has. And so there are these smaller, very high quality manufacturers that address that. And fortunately, they use the kind of services that I provide. Mm-hmm. So that's how I built my business. But it's fun to watch them because sometimes they're short-term trends, and sometimes 2 years later, Kohler's got the same thing. Hmm. So they're not always coming up with these things on their own. They're looking around to see who these emerging companies are and what they're working on and what they're doing, and that's how they get some of their ideas. But they're just some wonderful products that come onto the market.
Now, where are these companies located? Are they like European or?
Some of them are European. Mm-hmm. German and Italy and Spain are all seem to be really attuned to high style or design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also in this country, and I represent a faucet manufacturer out of California, and many faucet components are brought in from Asia and Italy and other countries around the world. This company manufactures everything right there. Hmm. And the owner of the company is very forward-thinking, always looking around the world to see what's coming out and what's new and what's changing in design and style. And he stays up on it because they're small enough and nimble enough, and they control their own destiny because they actually make everything. So there are a number. And in the hardware trade, there's both door hardware and cabinet hardware. There are a number of them.
Yeah.
And some of the super high-end ones are actually located in this country.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about faucets and the theme that we're on here in design and finishes and hardware, a lot of times people from our company will go to the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, mm-hmm. which is a large, you know, basically worldwide show where a lot of manufacturers display product from all over the world. And I'm amazed when I go there and look at faucets because it's like that is a whole art realm.
It really is.
I mean, some of the faucets that some of these smaller companies like you're talking about and very design-oriented companies create it's like amazing. It's like it's a piece of jewelry. And they can be very expensive, but it's just incredible what some of these people can produce in terms of faucets.
Right, but artwork for your kitchen counter.
Yeah.
You see these just astoundingly beautiful granite countertops and quartz countertops and copper kitchen sinks and farmhouse sinks, and then you can put this spectacular brushed copper kitchen faucet on there. Just really a stunning look.
What's the most expensive faucet you've seen?
There are quite a few of them in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. Yeah. A lot of those have gold, actual, you know, 18-karat or whatever it is, gold finish. That's kind of drives the price up. But back to cabinet hardware for a moment. 15 years ago, if you wanted to change the cabinet hardware in your house, you probably went to a home center and you paid $2 for either a white knob or a chrome knob. And if you really wanted to go out there, you got polished brass.
Yeah.
And now there's cabinet hardware that's sold every day that's $50, $60, $70 a knob. Not all of it's there, but there's enough of a market that those price points sell. And the finishes are spectacular and they're hand polished. And there's really just some gorgeous design products out there.
Yeah, there's really about anything that you may be looking for.
That's right.
And more.
That's right.
Now, we were talking earlier about some of the new trends in hardware, and one of my designers told me that back plates are becoming more popular again.
They are coming back.
Yeah, because that was, you know, 20, 30 years ago, back plates were kind of cool, and then they just disappeared.
Right. For some reason, nobody liked that look of back plates anymore, and we didn't see them for a long time, and in the last year and a half, Top Knobs came out with a number of products that have back plates. They add a little twist to it. They have some long, very plain, sleek poles, and they offer a back plate that's fairly wide, but it's open in the middle like a picture frame almost, and the pole goes end to end to it, and it creates a really unusual, really decorative look, but they're still that plain, simple, nice, clean look. So you're absolutely right. We are seeing back plates come back.
Yeah, and one of the pieces of hardware that Courtney picked for me for the kids' bath, which the cabinet color is a gray, kind of a light gray. So she picked out the matte black hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But the drawer pulls had, it was like a U-shape, like a U-shaped back plate. So it came down on the sides and across above the pole itself.
Uh-huh.
So very interesting look, not like a traditional black back plate, just like you're describing, but just, you know, on that gray cabinet door, just was stunning. Just
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, there are so many interesting designs out there now.
Yeah. So are there any projects, particular projects you've been involved in, Bob, that were just really different or just really caught your attention? You know, with a lot of the hardware out there, I don't know if you ran across any that had just real unusual hardware or a striking combination of a door and hardware.
Well,
you probably see a lot of that stuff every day.
I do. And you know what, Gary, it's primarily in showrooms, and that's where where I see a lot of it. And they do, you know, they can go all out, and you see a lot of really, and we're seeing so many times I walk into a showroom now and there's the new display is white and it's got the matte gold tone cabinet hardware. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you'll see some hand-wrought iron, whimsical type hardware that's very expensive, and it'll be a dark gray iron finish. So kind of playing on the matte black,
mm-hmm.
but it's a rustic look on top of a contemporary almost or modern door style. So you do see mixing of styles every now and then, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find anyone trying to complement a light fixture with hardware? Because light fixtures can be very artistic now, too.
They are. And there are a lot of people, in at least that I talk to in the design business, who think that the lighting industry is a place to look for emerging trends in finishes in particular.
Mm.
And I've been told that this gold tone thing, probably that was one of the early areas, was lighting. Our design team, which is run by a lady named Christine Zimmer and then Matt Vecchiola and Warren Ramsland, they do a wonderful job of watching different higher-end design product lines to see what they're coming out with and what's the next thing that we're going to see. One of them, I've told, is antique silver, supposed to be hot. It's not on the market yet.
Okay.
But I'm told that within the next year or two, we're going to see an antique silver product come out. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. So with light fixtures, I just, you know, they can be very artistic. And I'm kind of looking for one for over my island. I have a very large island in the kitchen, and I want something different. And you were mentioning like the wrought iron hardware, and I'm kind of picturing something like that. So that's something I'll be keeping an eye out for. So it's interesting stuff. I know when you're working with, you mentioned working in showrooms and stuff, I'm really interested in kind of how that plays out and what some of the feedback you get from different designers is. So, Bob, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm glad you're listening this morning. I'm Gary Demas. Really pleased to be with you this morning. This morning, I have Bob Fulford with us. Bob, great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
And Bob represents some luxury cabinet hardware and decorative hardware companies. Fascinating designs, fascinating finishes. It's a industry that's constantly changing with new design trends. And Bob, you're talking about all the thousands of different pieces of hardware that are really out there. That's a lot to keep up with, isn't it?
There is a lot.
Yeah.
There is a lot.
And it was interesting, we were talking about lighting fixtures here in the previous segment, and how you mentioned that some of the designers in your industry are looking at lighting fixtures and what's happening there and how that influences what's happening in cabinet hardware.
It seems to be a product category that stays really out in front of some of the design trends and design changes in architecture and in home design. So our team watches that as one of their places to try to find new ideas. And And one of them that they think is coming is, as I mentioned in the last segment, is antique silver as a finish.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see if it translates into decorative hardware for cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of them.
You know, when we talk about your designers and people who are creating new designs for hardware and new finishes, how does that work? If you've got a designer that's coming up crafting a new piece of hardware or finish, what's that process like?
The sales force, if I see something out in the field that's interesting that I've never seen before, I'll shoot a picture of it and send it off to them. And they look at there are some really high-end architectural hardware manufacturers in the UK and in France that do really unique products, and they don't import to this country. They don't market in this country. And they'll get on their websites and see what they're doing and try to find if there's something that we're missing that's not right. Of course, we always look at our competitors to see what they're doing too. But I visited Top Knobs a couple of years ago in their offices in New Jersey, and they have can't think of the name of the machine now. A 3D printer.
Oh, okay.
And so they will get ideas for cabinet hardware, and they'll noodle it out on a laptop.
That makes sense.
And they'll push a button, and 3 hours later, out pops a piece of plastic hardware.
Of course, yeah.
So it cuts that lead time
down. So they don't have to make all these drawings of different angles and all.
It's all done. It's all computerized, and the machine pops it out, and they can take a look at it and go, "Nah, that's not quite what we were looking for." Oh, yes, I think this needs a little work. I think we're on the right direction.
That seems like a perfect application for a 3D printer.
It is.
In the design industry, yeah. Interesting. So we were talking about, let's see, what were we going to talk about? We were going to head right in the last segment.
Task lighting.
Task lighting, yeah. So that's a product that you're representing now.
So the companies... The overall company that owns Top Knobs and Atlas and Duveer and Jeffrey Alexander recently purchased Task Lighting, which is an under cabinet lighting program out of Kearney, Nebraska, U.S. manufactured, very high quality, but it's channel lighting that can be either flush mounted or surface mounted, and tape lighting, very high quality diodes, and puck lighting. So that you can, and it's all LED, so it's all low voltage, it's all extremely energy efficient. And the tape lighting, we have different lumen output levels so that you can use it for a toe kick accent light or above crown molding for an accent light or inside cabinets to illuminate the interior mm-hmm. of a cabinet. We're even coming up with a product so that it automatically turns on a light when you open up your drawer so you can see what you've shoved in the back of the drawer.
Nice.
And we are just in the process of launching a remote-controlled operated product. So you have a miniature remote. You can put up to 4 lighting zones on that remote, and each zone is dimmable. So you can walk in and turn on your overhead lights in your kitchen, mm-hmm. your under-cabinet lights, the hall light, maybe the light in the breezeway out to the garage, dim them as needed. And first quarter of next year, the rumor is that we will have an Lexus-based system, so you can walk into your kitchen and say, Alexa, turn on zone 1 and dim to 45%.
Yeah.
So always looking ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know when I did my kitchen about 3 years ago, I put the task lighting in there. And over the years, I've used a lot of different task light, you know, not the brand task lighting, but just task lights.
Right.
But I did put the brand task lights in this kitchen, and they were the strips that mount under the cabinets, and they just went in so nice. They're so small and compact, and they light so well. I was just really impressed with the whole system.
Yeah, they everything they do is very high quality.
Yeah. So when you're in these design showrooms and you're working with designers, you're showing them your products and talking about hardware and lighting and whatever, describe to our listeners kind of how that process works, and what do they learn from you and what do you learn from them?
I show them what we see as the coming designs, coming finish trends, and then they can tell me whether or not they think I'm right based on what they're selling. So what we think is happening can be validated, or you can find out. And there are pockets of even my area, my trading area, where The reality is, if a designer really likes a certain style, even if we don't think it's a popular style, they'll sell it. And they'll not only will they sell it, but they will, most of them are good enough that they know how to put it in a setting where it really looks good.
Sure.
So just because we say that it has to be a gold tone or it has to be a matte black, that's not necessarily true. There are applications where many other finishes and many other styles can really look good and really accent a kitchen cabinet.
Yeah, there seem to be a lot of factors that influence design. Part of it is where you live. You know, we're kind of known as traditional area, where if you're on the East Coast or West Coast, they're usually a little more contemporary.
Right.
We have a lot of people that may move here from California or the East Coast, and they're saying, man, everything here is so traditional. Don't you have it? Don't you do anything to contemporary? But we love those clients when we find them, because a lot of our designers just love to design contemporary themes. So part of the influence is, you know, if you're born and raised in the Midwest and you're just kind of born in a more traditional environment, that might be where your thinking is. But if you come from a different part of the country or different part of the world, you may have those influences driving your design tastes.
True.
But it's interesting just to work with individual clients, and they all have different tastes, and some of them are afraid to step outside of their comfort zone and kind of stay in the traditional safe zone. But then there's others who are willing to, even if it's not their maybe natural inclination, they get the passion from the designer they're working with, and they see, wow, this person's really excited about this, and it gets them excited too, like you mentioned. And so if a particular designer is really excited about a particular theme or something, a lot of times that can just kind of transmit to the clients and they get excited.
Yeah. No doubt. There are many good designers out there who can really help a project.
Yeah. So I'm sure it's fun for you to go around different places, and you probably sense different areas. Maybe one theme will be hotter than another, or like you say, the individual designers you work with. So Bob, with you've been representing now these hardware companies for how long?
Close to 10 years.
10 years, yeah. So you've got a lot of seasoned time in the industry, and I'm sure you've seen a lot. And we've really appreciated talking with you this morning. It's kind of a fascinating subject. I think anything that's design-oriented is fun to talk about.
Because
it's always on the cutting edge, and there's new things coming out all the time. And it's fun to talk about that.
It is. Free.
So really appreciate you being on. I appreciate all of our listeners tuning in today, as always. And we want you to know that you can always reach out to us by emailing us at info@davefox.com. You can also go to davefoxradio.com, and there you can find a list of all of our previously broadcast shows. You can kind of pick a theme that you want to listen to if you're interested in whatever, showers or roofs or hardware or appliances. There will be something there for you to listen to. So again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Gary Demas with Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers. We'll be back next Sunday morning.